Okay, 3:30, time to call to order the Toronto Discovery Bay Communication Committee meeting. Okay, roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken. Let the record show all members are present, with the exception of Director Belcher, who's absent. A quorum has not been met for this to be a Brown Act meeting.
Thank you. This is the time for public comments. It's your chance to address the committee about anything that's not on today's agenda. Do we have anyone online?
There are no hands raised.
Anyone in the audience? Anyone at all? All right, seeing none, I'll open public comments. If something changes, I'll open back up again to maintain flexibility. Well, we'll have to skip the consent calendar since we don't have a quorum. We'll go right to updates. Stephen.
All right. Yep. So we're going to just real quick go over the standard quarterly communications update. This is for quarter two of 2026, a calendar year 26. So that's from March 1st through June 30th. This is something you guys should be familiar with now, as I've done it a handful of times. Really not a whole lot to dig into here, other than I just want to continue to call out lots of positives, right? We keep seeing growth across all of the different platforms we're using. Engagement has gone up. We're getting more likes, more shares, and significantly more for some posts, and for certain things, we're seeing a lot of engagement on social media. Newsletter continues to grow. Website views are still trending up. I mean, so everything we're doing from a metric standpoint is working. Some more than others, but all positive nonetheless. And so those are really my two big takeaways, is that we're just generating more interaction with residents from the different methods we're using. And so my next goal is to try to convert that reach into subscribers and just find more ways to get people to click follow, to like, to sign up for the newsletter, so we can take that one-time engagement on a picture of the goats that they like and hopefully get them to stick with us, moving forward for other posts. So that's really all I wanted to hit on for the quarterly update, but happy to take any questions.
No. Well, the only question I have is, what software do you use to do your newsletters? Is it something special or?
It's not particularly special. I'd say it's probably the number one or two most common platform for newsletters in the industry.
Publisher?
It's called Constant Contact, is the
Okay.
website. And so we pay a monthly fee to utilize the service, and that's how I'm able to build everything, design it, and then they take care of the actual
It's
sending.
allowed you to drop in pictures of things. Yeah.
Exactly.
What's leading to is I just want to compliment you. Every time, well, this is the second newsletter you've done, I believe my third, fourth, sorry.
That's good.
Well, they get better every time and more informative, and I enjoy reading them. And do you know what the metrics is as far as how many subscribers we have?
Yeah, we're sitting at the time I published this staff report, it was 1292, but currently I actually have it pulled up. We're at 1338, so almost 1400 people at this point. So, not quite as much as some of the other platforms we have, but again, we get different people on here than we have on Facebook, than we have on Instagram. So, not a huge number, but it's growing. And again, the big number here is that the open rate still sits close to 60%, which is phenomenal.
What does that mean?
That of the 1338 subscribers, 60% of them are actually opening and viewing the newsletter. So that's good. The industry norm is usually, I think, about 40 to 50%. So we're above that. So that's great.
Yeah, and I wouldn't think necessarily there would be a correlation between all the platforms as far as the number of subscribers necessarily.
No, not necessarily. Because again, it's just some people we have captured across everything. Some people they only use Instagram. Some people are only, going to the website for information. So that's why we're redundant and where we share stuff, just because we don't know if everyone's a duplicate across every platform, so.
I think that if more residents signed up for it, they'd be very pleasantly, pleased because it's good information and it sums up very quickly what's going on in the town. So,
Appreciate that. Thank you.
yeah.
So that is your quarterly communications update. I do have just another a few general communications updates I wanted to share. So, the town has officially opened recruitment for our new communication specialist position. This is a significant investment in strengthening how we communicate with and engage our community. As the town continues to grow and take on larger projects, initiatives, and public outreach efforts, the need for dedicated communications professionals has become increasingly important. This position will be responsible for managing the town's website, social media platforms, newsletters, press releases, photography, graphic design, video production, and public information campaigns. The communication specialist will also coordinate community engagement efforts, assist with special events, support emergency and crisis communications, marketing materials, and ensure consistent messaging across all channels. Beyond the day-to-day communications responsibilities, the role will also be used to do more proactive rather than just some reactive communication. Because again, as your assistant general manager, I've been doing the communications, but obviously have, you know, other roles and responsibilities that I'm involved in. And so this person will be able to laser focus on the communications. Again, allow us to be a little bit more proactive and then reactive. So,
and that person would fall directly underneath you.
Correct. This person will report to myself. And so again, this position reflects the board's continued commitment to keeping our residents informed, engaged, and connected to the work of the town. And we're really excited to welcome someone on board. That position will close on the 17th, and then we will move through interviews and go through that process. So we're excited about that.
Where will they be located at?
So this position will be located here at the community center, actually. It's going to be a very forward-facing, you know, role to engage with folks. So the plan currently is they'll be here at the community.
We have an office space with them?
Yes, right over there. So this role actually was previously held by a former employee who's no longer with the district. And so that person's now vacant office will be where this new person will work. One other item I wanted to share. So town staff has been involved with both Caltrans and SJCOG, which is the San Joaquin Council of Governments. They've put together a strategic working group looking at flooding concerns across the State Route 4 corridor, particularly from Vasco, Discovery Bay, all the way through to the city of Stockton. So that whole corridor of State Route 4. So we were approached to be a stakeholder in that process early on. And so we've been...
I say flooding from natural causes or from dam?
All kinds. Levee breach, yeah, natural disasters, atmospheric rivers, all kinds. So really trying to make sure that Caltrans is doing their part to make the highway as adapted for that as possible. And then they want to hear from the communities that are impacted by that. And so what was nice was, again, being engaged early on with that group, we were able to provide input. But then they also said, hey, we'd love to come do a pop-up event in the community of Discovery Bay to hear from residents. And so we facilitated them coming to our community center on June 19th, and they were here. They did a pop-up in the morning around the time the pickleball folks were here, and were able to solicit some feedback from residents. And then we helped them get set up at the Starbucks over at the shopping center, and they were posted up out front of the Starbucks and were able to talk to some residents and got a lot of good feedback that will go into this Caltrans study on State Route 4. So really proud of us for being early, you know, involved in that and getting some good feedback. Couple other things. I'm pleased to share that the town has officially, as of today, actually, the new fiscal year, we've joined the California Association of Public Information Officials or Officers, a statewide organization that provides some really robust training and opportunities for professional development, best practices, similar to CSDA and other associations we're a part of. But again, this is for communications professionals particularly. So we just got our membership in that association and really looking forward to leveraging that both for myself and our new person. And then the last thing I'll highlight is that the town's got some recent kind of positive media coverage from the Brentwood Press. They've done their, for years, they've done their Meet the Manager series highlighting different leadership positions for the town. So they just did a new edition of that and has gotten some positive reception. And then they'll also be working on an upcoming story about the artwork that was donated to the town by a local artist. And so we're excited to contribute to that story and share that.
Yeah, I think I saw that story somewhere online.
We shared it as the town. We shared it on. And so then the Brentwood Press reached out. They picked that up and they said, we'd love to amplify that and do a story ourselves too. So
you said they did a story on the town manager or the?
Yeah, the Brentwood Press did a Meet the Manager on myself actually as the new assistant general manager. So part of their series, they've done ones on the GM and other managers in the district, but. So yeah, so good relationship we continue to have with the Brentwood Press.
I look forward to reading that and learning more about you.
Yes, thank you. That's all I have for our general communications updates. Any questions or feedback?
No, I don't have any questions. Are there any other comments? Any hands in line?
No hands raised.
In the audience, okay. then let's go forward to a discussion. Let's talk about the electronic sideboard.
Yeah, so this was an item that was requested by the committee at our last meeting as a future agenda item. Obviously, we're not going to be able to make any recommendations or anything out of this meeting, but it's, you know, it's the information will be the same when we bring this forward at the next committee meeting. But essentially, there was a desire expressed to explore a potential electronic signboard similar to what we have on Discovery Bay Boulevard to be placed on Bixler to cover the you know, Discovery Bay West area. And so I won't read the staff report verbatim. There's a lot of information in there. But really what it boils down to is that the town owns no parcels along Bixler of any kind. And then furthermore, as I know you're very familiar, those are zones 57 and 61 are the landscape and lighting district zones that cover that area, both of which are not owned by the town. And so we don't even actually have a funding mechanism to potentially get a sign like that put into those zones. And so really what we summarized here was that information and then kind of two options as staff saw it for the committee, which is either we're happy to refer the request to Contra Costa County and try to engage with Public Works staff and say, hey, we think this is a value add to the community and we'd love to work with you to get this put into a county-owned parcel within their zones, you know, somewhere along Bixler, but recognizing that that's they would bear all the costs, permitting and decision-making, but we could work with them. Or the second option was really just to spend the effort and the money to continue expanding other communication methods, like we've already kind of talked about this, you know, this meeting, but really to focus that time and effort on what we're already doing and just really trying to bolster some of these other methods of communication and find more creative ways to engage Discovery Bay West. And we've talked about maybe some events and things we could do out there at some point. But to not divert staff time away from those efforts. So those were really the two options kind of that were outlined in the staff report, but we're really looking for feedback more than anything.
Well, the only feedback I really have is I'm in concurrence with you as far as what the value of our energies and efforts should be. It's Discovery Bay West was talked about long, you know, before the first signboard went in and the same conversation came up, there was just, unfortunately, not a parcel of land to put it on that we owned. The sign was already purchased when I got onto the board. But, you know, I'm still not convinced necessarily how effective it really is. I'm not saying it's not effective. I'm not saying that there's not a value to it. I just don't know how people, you know, how numb people get to looking at it. And the only example I really have is when I was doing the summer concert series, I can't tell you how many people would come to the concert that night and say, I didn't even know this was going on. And the town had it on the signboard for, you know, a week or so prior, and I had my banners up and everything. And I think when people are just driving around, they get fixated on where they're going. So,
yeah, and it's hard for staff. We don't really have a way to quantify how effective that is. But I would agree with you that, you know, in me thinking about how I'm communicating things out, the signboard is not the top even really three methods that I'm banking on to really get the word out. There's other things we would do first. It's a great tool that we have since it is here already.
Sure.
I don't think it's the first tool that we pull out of the toolbox to communicate things.
Knowing what we spent on the first signboard, I'm sure that number's probably doubled to tripled since that time frame. Yeah, I think it's more effective use of money and especially with technology. So, but you know, I'm just one person, and
yeah, and I would say, referring the request to the county initially may not be the worst idea, right? We can put that request out and then leave it in their hands to do what they will with it. I just don't think it's the highest and best use of staff time to continue to engage them over and over on it. But I think we could potentially draft a letter and make that request initially and then, you know, see where
especially when there's unfinished sidewalks out there.
It's true.
They go nowhere.
So this item will come back to the next committee meeting so we can take a more formal, you know, recommendation from it when we've got a quorum. But yeah, that's really all I had for that item.
No. I think it's gone as far as it has gone. And so, again, unless the board feels that they want the committee to keep pushing this, then I'm in concurrence with you.
Well, we'll see it one more time at a follow-up committee meeting, and then we'll go from there.
Now, do we have any public comments?
No hands are raised.
Any in the audience? I see none. So, okay. And with that, do we have any future agenda items?
Staff has none at this time.
Kelly, any future agenda items? All right, then. 3:45, meeting adjourned. Let's try it.